flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All the way to the end zone. It's a Crimson Avalanche here in Pasadena.
Getting you ready for tonight's championship game.
It's Sam and Greg, live from the College Football Playoff Fan Central at the Georgia World Congress Center on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 99thegame.com. Sam and Greg from downtown Atlanta here at the Georgia World Congress Center. People getting set for the national championship game tonight on this King Holiday Monday. So glad that you're spending some of this Holiday Monday with us. We're at Playoff Fan Central. This place is starting to get busy. We've got some fans coming in, and place is starting to really buzz. It's 9 o'clock hour. Aaron Lett going to join us shortly from Atlanta News First. Get us all set with a preview for the night's game. Notre Dame and Ohio State in town. And I'm just here hanging out, Commissioner Gordon. Since Greg's not going to, we're going to say, good morning, Georgia.
I'll take your role. Morning.
And all the folk down in Collie Park at the end of the runway.
They left the riff, let the riffraff in.
They're letting some people in here, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I mean, which means we're getting closer and closer to showtime for First Take. I'm serious about what part of the First Take characters actually going to be on the premises here.
So I got a question for you.
Okay.
Now, it could be 50-50, but which program do you believe travels better, Notre Dame or Ohio State? Because I was on a plane coming from Houston
mm-hmm.
last night, getting here, and I promise you, half of the plane was Ohio State.
Okay.
Half of the plane was Notre Dame. We had one guy with an Auburn sweater. I don't know who let him on. but it was half and half.
Okay.
So what program in your mind do you believe travels better?
And especially, I don't know if it's fair to measure it with this particular game, because this is the most expensive ticket.
Right.
You know, you think about these teams. Once again, the teams playing tonight will play the two teams will play the most games ever played in the season by a Division I football team. And that's what we're going to get to see in the game tonight when these two teams get a chance to go at it. We haven't seen this before. So the fan base has been challenged. They've been challenged to follow these teams. Remember, these teams didn't get by.
Right.
So their fan base has been challenged to travel with them to different locations to play. And you wonder, and the thing I was wondering all along, who's going to have the cash left? If you've been following this team these other stops, who will have the cash left to come here for the most expensive ticket?
Yes.
The most expensive hotel room, you know, we here in Atlanta, obviously. But it's no doubt the fans are here. They've been anticipating this, waiting for this. I would say Notre Dame has the fan base, and I say that simply because they're physically located in Indiana, but they're not an Indiana school. It's kind of like Duke in basketball.
I'm with you.
Duke is in North Carolina, but Duke is not a North Carolina.
It's a national brand.
Right. You know what I mean? The years I was covering up there with your Grand Hills and your Christian Leighton, that wasn't a team. That wasn't a player from North Carolina on the roster, not a single one. And so that's to me, it's kind of like Notre Dame. They recruit internationally. I mean, nationally, the players that they get to come in, not just specific. But then, you know, all teams do that now. Ohio State, we talk about the number of players from
yes.
Georgia that they recruited that are coming home to play this game tonight. But I just think from the fan base, Notre Dame has that base that's been there nationally for so long. But this is big for Ohio State, this opportunity for them. And they were just here several years ago to play Georgia.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, so for them to come back again, you bring the traditions back here again. I don't know if it's been so cold. I don't know if the Ohio State band has been walking around with their band hats on with that red plume, which we will get to see Script Ohio in Atlanta for the second time in a few years, which I think is one of the great college football traditions to see that band spell that out and the tuba dot the I and all that carrying on. We're going to get to see that. And so it's just different to see that happen here in town. Notre Dame is kind of no stranger because, like I said earlier, they're a de facto member of the ACC, which means they play Georgia Tech.
Right.
You know, now they had the series, the home and away series with Georgia several years ago. That was a big deal to have Notre Dame come and play in Athens. You know, I mean, people rented out their houses for incredible money that weekend. You know, and then when Georgia played up there, you know, I think it was on the same weekend that Georgia played, that the Falcons played against the Bears. So, I mean, that was a big weekend as well for Georgia and Notre Dame. But to have these two fan bases here, I think these two brands is simply remarkable.
Now, do you think there's ever going to be a time where Notre Dame will commit to the ACC?
Nah.
No.
No.
What y'all talking about? I've been over here channeling five. I'm trying to knock out Stephen A. Smith. I didn't know he was coming up in
We
here.
Originally started talking about the fan bases because as they let the doors open up.
Yeah, all those Ohio State folks, yeah.
Everybody started coming in, and I asked, in your opinion, who has the bigger fan – well, who has the most traveling fan base?
Well, that's the thing, though. Notre Dame doesn't have to travel. Their folks are everywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably Notre Dame. They just turn up wherever.
I got a fraternity brother of mine, born and raised in Atlanta. You know what I mean? And heck, you know, he's been dyed in the wool at Notre Dame. He's in heaven. You know what I mean? Notre Dame, first of all, they came through here this year to play Georgia Tech a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were looking for him at West Georgia Hunger. And Notre Dame's in Atlanta. Well, he's going to be over there, you know. And he's probably going to be down here tonight, you know, just to have Notre Dame come and play in the city. But it's a special treat to have Ohio State, you know, come back to Atlanta.
You keep saying that, like, that's a – I just don't know that Ohio State has that it factor. I mean, realize the big school and
what they've done. If you're a fan of college football, not just SEC football, but you're a fan of college football and you want to see – I'd love to see Southern Cal. I mean, you know, there's certain schools that if you've grown up watching college football, which you said y'all didn't see it in Chicago.
No, we didn't.
But we watched, you know, everywhere.
The pageantry.
You wanted to see that. That's why I get at the people about Texas not being able to bring Bevo to the games. That's part of Texas. Why you let them join the Southeastern Conference if you're not going to let them bring their mascot to town?
Right. I ain't going to say it. We ain't got nothing to do with the other.
give them their money back.
Come on.
You wanted to accept their money to join the conference. You know what comes with them. He's on the helmet.
Right.
Right? But you're going to say, well, we can't let him in the building. Set him up a joint out in the Home Depot parking lot, in the Home Depot backyard. I mean, just bring him to town. He's a photo op. But we won't even let the folks bring their mascot to town.
No.
You know, so thankfully we don't have a live animal mascot for either one of these two teams tonight. Or they probably got locked out in the cold too, right?
I just feel like this Ohio State team, because of what we know. See, that's the problem. We got too much information out there. We know what they have spent to put this team together. And I think that sort of diminishes the little bit of that college football.
Why?
You know, the traditional, because it's not the same like it used to be. So everything's different. So it evolves. But for whatever the reason, it's not attached to Notre Dame the way it is to some of these other, like Texas and like Ohio State.
Well, they've had to deal in NIL too. They've had to deal.
They had to deal with it, but then now with $20 million.
No, but they've had to do it.
So, in your opinion, is this the old guard Notre Dame versus the new age of college football in Ohio State?
No, because of what's bright and shiny and new about Notre Dame now, with Marcus Freeman and the way he has taken this. Listen, Notre Dame is being spoke upon in a way that you never heard before. It was always everybody turning their nose up at them. Well, who do they think they are? Blah blah blah. This is the first time you have heard throughout this season, and it is because of that head coach, that Notre Dame has had a word attached to them that you never heard before, likable.
There's still some people that
I'm sure there are with every team.
Right.
There's always haters, right?
Right.
But you've not heard the disdain aimed at that school the way you have in past years.
You mentioned Coach Freeman, and Noel, I think you got something from Coach Freeman, if you got that for us. I know you had something about him talking about team and how a lot of people talk about individuals and stars and this type of player. My goodness, we got leprechauns coming in here. we got all kind of stuff coming. If you got Coach Freeman, let us hear Coach Freeman.
Fantastic.
fantastic. That is Coach Freeman talking about his team and the things that they're doing and the emphasis that have been placed on this team. Now, of course, when you talk Ohio State, you know, we talk Coach Ryan Day. He's no stranger around here because he's always around here recruiting. And some of those players are going to be coming back to play in this game tonight. Thoughts about the Georgia players? Let's hear what Coach has to say.
You know, we want to be able to first build our foundation from the state of Ohio. You know, that's very, very important to us. But we also want to recruit nationally. And, you know, Georgia has really, you know, over the last decade or so, continued to build and grow and develop young players. And, you know, it's great to see our guys come back to the Atlanta area.
It is. I'm talking about Caleb Downs, a number of players who are coming back home, who played their high school ball and grew up in this area. It is big for them also, and also big for recruiting for both teams. To have their brands in this market, we talk about the thing that's important. You know, you better believe they're here. They're here to want to play this game. But also some assistant coaches are probably planting a few seeds around this area, because when spring football starts, you will see representation from both of these schools at the high schools around the area. And to me, that's when a lot of the recruiting is done, is in the spring. The coaches can come and visit the campus. The high school teams are doing their spring practices. They can go inside the school and talk to principals, counselors, and find out what kind of folks they're talking to. We see they can play football. Are we going to have to, you know, sleep with our eyes open when we bring this guy to campus? So, I mean, that's what those are the things that they do during the spring. So it's a very – these coaches are here right now, but these teams, they'll be back in just a couple of months when spring high school football takes place.
And listen, I stepped away for a second while you were playing the sound and giving your opinion about that, and I grabbed two people that were just walking by, a father and son, Notre Dame fans, had the whole gear on. Where are you from? L.A. Flew here. Father had one opinion of Notre Dame. The son had another opinion of Notre Dame. It is completely different. But what they did agree on, one thing that's now a part of this team, which was been attached to others, but not necessarily Notre Dame, is how tough they are. They keep using that word tough. Mm-hmm. I used likable, but they came out with, no, we love the way these guys are grinding it. But, and, you know, we remember Marcus Freeman standing up there talking about calling them savages.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You just didn't hear the descriptions about this particular team the way we have this year. And, again, it's going to be interesting. We're going to see if we can grab some more folks and get opinions. And if Ohio State fans want to swing by here, we'll get their thoughts on this. But we are here, and it is starting to happen. We're at the Playoff Fan Central at the World Congress Center getting ready for tonight's national championship game between Notre Dame and Ohio State. And we are having ourselves – now that the coffee's kicked in, we're having a good morning so far.
How about
right?
that? How about that? It took a minute?
It took a minute. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That brief intermission was brought to you by the commission. We're back on. Things are very fluid down here, but it is starting to get packed. We are at the Playoff Fan Central World Congress Center getting ready for tonight's national championship game. You got Ohio State. You got Notre Dame. You got fans from both schools that are now starting to
the leprechaun again.
You got to quit calling little kids leprechaun just because they wear green, man. Okay.
You know, he's got the little hat and everything, man.
You call a little kid in red a Buckeye?
Well, no. Oh, but that dude's a little leprechaun. We got him running around here.
As you can see, it is.
Be on the lookout, man.
It's getting real down here. But again, we apologize for the disconnection. This is what happens live. And but Gordon, once again, and Noel got it back up and running. And so we apologize. Also, we are supposed to have Aaron Ladd on from Channel 46 talking college football. We may get him on before we finish up this. This segment. I think we're going to go straight. Noel, we're going to go straight through to the top of the hour before we turn things over to Abe.
So we can catch up with Aaron. He said he's ready to chat with us. He's standing by. So we get a chance to ring him up. We may still get a chance to get him on before we get off the air here. But like you said, Greg, the activity is starting to pick up in this building. In this section of the building, we don't know what's happening in other parts of this building, Georgia World Congress Center, but here at Fan Central, it's starting to pick up and really come into life. And I can smell some food going on around here.
Yeah, they're keeping it away from us
all the time, right? We couldn't smell anything around here.
No,
we scrounged up some coffee, That's about it. But I think everything else is going to be going full tilt here in a few. Even Chick-fil-A over there in the corner is going
to
be up and running.
That's the best part about this. You can get Chick-fil-A today. Because, again, it feels like a Sunday, but it is a Monday. And so there will be Chick-fil-A.
Well, very much. You got next door because Chick-fil-A is branded with the College Football Hall of Fame, which is right next door to where we are right now. So, absolutely.
When's the last time
folks will be able to enjoy Chick-fil-A at the game tonight?
That you went into the College Football Hall of Fame as a fan? Like, did you or with somebody who, when you go in there, put in, you know, Georgia, and walk through with them?
Probably my nieces. They want to come in. They want to see Alabama and, of course, Florida State, where they both, you know, went to Florida State. So they want to see that. So that's part of what we see and do.
Do you know that? Do you believe that everybody knows when they go to the College Football Hall of Fame who have not been there? When you type in your school or whatever school you want to follow, mm-hmm. it would be like you are walking through. Your school is being covered throughout this whole college football experience.
And I hope that a lot of people who are coming to town for this game are coming downtown just to be a part of the festivities and the events that take place like this, like Fan Central. We'll go next door to the College Football Hall of Fame and see what all is there and see what they get a chance to enjoy.
Also, take note, the security is all around.
Yep.
Be patient, as you like to say, pack your patience. The for those of you who will come down here on a regular basis and know your way around the city, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to just dip down this side street that you know when it gets busy on Marietta Street or on North Side or whatever. Just know that they are doing what they need to do to keep the traffic flowing. And, I mean, it's starting now. And game and kickoff, you know, is not till later on. I don't think you can get into the actual Mercedes-Benz Stadium until 4 o'clock, is it?
Probably somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there. So, again, time out your day. Know where you're going. Be very patient. And as we also said, take MARTA if you can.
Yep, if you can. It's probably the best way to get down here because parking is a little steep. We saw some of those prices this morning.
It ain't even steep. You can find it.
You know, some of the prices for parking will be that. So, you know, hey, if you know your way around, you know, that's the thing that really helps. To me, if you live here, you know your way around, you know the streets, you don't have to take, you're not dependent on the interstate to get you everywhere you're going to have to go. That is a plus. On weekends like this when things are going on because we have this happening and also during the day we have King Holiday celebration activities taking place here in downtown. So it's busy down here, a lot of activity. I think the other side of this building, they still got the Little Big South, which is the youth volleyball tournament that's going on over in one of the other buildings here at the Georgia World Congress Center. But we are in Building A. And so if you're coming by, you know, that's where you're going to come by and see and say hello to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game because we will be broadcasting here throughout the day. So if you come down this way, you stop by and say hello.
Realistically, if we tell some of these folks between the time they leave here, meaning down here at World Congress Center, and if they're not going, well, before they leave town, let's put it that way, because they're mm-hmm. probably not going to get back in the car and get back on MARTA. But you got to do the varsity. Where else are you going to direct them to?
Well, you hope you get to do that. You hope to do that at Mary Max.
There you go.
You know, some places like that. If you go and eat now, but there's some other things you want to see today. I always think today is a good day for the Atlanta History Center. King Holiday Monday is always a good day because I drive people out there because now until the All-Star Game, you have this fantastic exhibit tribute to Hank Aaron. Which, if you haven't seen it, you owe it to yourself to go there and see it. It's a tremendous exhibit that is there. Today it might be a nice day to go. Also, they always do something special for King Holiday there at the Atlanta History Center up in Buckhead.
The other thing that we don't talk about, and it's not really that far from here, is Pascal's. That's true. Talk about places to go.
You throw a rock to Pascal's.
That's what I mean. But we talk about the varsity first. We talk about other Mary Max's. That's a bit of a haul. But you can walk over to Pascal's and Google the history of that restaurant before you go. Know where you're going.
Yep.
Castleberry is not that far. If I thought KB and Maurice were going to be in the shop today, we'd have them go over there and visit them. But we will see. Oh, Lord, they got them up on the big screen.
Yeah.
Well, they may be upstairs. I don't know if they're coming downstairs.
They're right around the corner.
Okay,
yeah,
well.
They're right around the corner.
Didn't you cover one of them dudes?
They're on the way in. What's that?
I see Cam Newton up there.
I see Cam Newton. Covered him in his days at Westlake High School. He's there, Stephen A. Smith. I saw him sitting at the end of the bench at Winston-Salem State when he was in college. So, yeah, I see these guys. and now they're big time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were. Shannon, of course. Well, I mean, listen. One's jumping off a boat. The other one is just setting the world on fire with his podcast, and the other one is just, you know. How would you describe Stephen A's ascent? And what
kind of planning, and you know, you want to see something, and you want to accomplish something, you want to do it your way, and he's managed to have it happen his way. And that's the thing, a conversation I remember having with him years ago. He knew he wanted to do this, but he wanted to do it differently and brand himself differently, and he's been able to be very successful with that. And the show's about to get on the road here, folks. The show is about to get on the road. It really is. That goes, Club Shay Shay is walking up in here. We had to call the fellas over at Off the Hook, let them know he's coming.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
I'm just not screaming at nobody, man. I can't be that dude.
Oh, no.
I ain't no fanboy.
But it's cool to see them get a chance to do their thing, and they're right in front of us here. And that's all a part of what happens when you have an event like this in your city. When you have an event like this in your town, you end up having events like this, having programs like this. And so crowds ready to enjoy it. But we're enjoying what we're getting a chance to do, and what we've had a chance to do today. And we appreciate Noelle for her help today, and also the commish. But, man, you know, because we had to jump through a few hoops to get here this morning to get some things done. But we managed to get here this morning.
Again, thank you, Gordon.
No problem.
For the amount of times that you came on the show, too, and added to it. This is just I love doing these remotes, whether it's this, whether it's the Peachtree Road Race that we do,
right. Mm-hmm.
Whether we're out at, we don't do as many remotes as the Monday through Friday guys, so, you know, we can actually name ours.
So it's special for us to get a chance to do that.
Chateau Alain going out there. Mm-hmm. So there's always something a little interesting, a little different with our remotes, and I quite enjoy this. So this is the first time I've been inside the World Congress Center with you doing anything, and for this to get started and think about what's going to happen throughout the rest of this day is kind of special. But again, folks, if you're coming down here, keep in mind one thing. Layer yourself up. It is cold outside. It really is. Now, I know we're going to be followed by Abe Gordon. He's going to come out here. I don't know where Abe's going to start, but you know he's going to do a deep dive and all of this. And Abe's been sitting here listening to us when we were on, when we were off, and all of that. So he's happy to hear that we're back on. He didn't have to go back to the stage.
Go back to Midtown.
But, Gordon, one of the things that we asked you when we first got here was to have something. The commish had to have something on his mind that we wanted to talk about before we got on out of here today, and we haven't asked you that.
Well, you know, we talked about it a little earlier with Bob Rathman. My whole thing is, you know, I sit high above courtside with Steve Holman and Mike Conte. We're doing the Hawks games, all the home games. And I basically wanted to talk about the maturation of one Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's, as a leader, he's taken steps, leaps and bounds to become the leader that he is now and helping the Hawks be what they're turning into and shaping into being. You can see him going from the spoiled, kind of acting like a kid, he wanting to do everything, to now he's letting his teammates get going. He's the leading assist leader in the NBA. And, like, I think I saw a stat that says he has more assists right now than 97.9% of the entire league all time.
Okay. All right.
So he's coming through. He's a playmaker. And what we thought him coming into the league is him being the next Steph Curry. I think what we ultimately need to shift our mind to him being the next Steve Nash.
Yeah.
Because that's what his game is kind of turning into.
Okay.
And with that, the Hawks are taking the steps forward.
Well, also, you got the personnel that's been placed around him.
Yes.
That I think really complements that and allows him to do that and not feel like he has to go out every night and save the team. He doesn't have to do that. And I think that's – you had to get the right personnel. You got someone in the backcourt that's going to help out defensively.
Right.
And it's helped his game defensively.
Yes.
I think the other night he had a couple of block shots. Trae's blocking shots.
Well, with Dyson Daniels, it's become contagious. When Dyson Daniels, I think he's averaging around 3 or 4 steals a game.
Yeah, but Trae's steals picked up when DeJounte got here. Like, Trae has been on this trajectory the whole time he's been here. And I feel like there's been a lot of national media noise really clouding what he's been trying to do all of these years. And now we're just at a point where you can't ignore it anymore. You can't come up with all these different things to ignore what he actually does positively. I mean, he's led the league in total assists 2 years in a row. This is not new stuff.
Right.
This is not new stuff. He did need to get older and mature. I mean, this is a kid that's used to being on winning teams his whole life, and then you come here and it's mid-city. And you see that happen to guys that's used to winning all the time, and then you go to the teams that need you to help them win, and then you have to grow and become a guy that uplifts the team and not just a guy that's always been a winner, right? So now that he's 26, 27, and he's a father and a husband and all these things, yeah, he's more mature. And the Hawks as a front office now are more mature because they put the right personnel around him. In 2021, we seen what he can do, dominant ball all over the place with the right kind of personnel around him. Then you traded all that personnel to get DeJounte in here, and it didn't look like you wanted to look like. Now you got depth again, and it looks like what you wanted to look like.
Yeah, I think Jalen Johnson is a great piece to have beside him, because when he's healthy and he's in the game, he's a hell of a complimentary piece to Trey. And like I said, I think the Hawks are going to be pretty scary coming up for the playoffs.
All right, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Before we get on out of here, we got to talk football. And so I'm going to pivot here. This is great, too, by the way. I knew if he started talking about the Hawks, Noel was going to jump in. So we love that. But the other thing is, I have a question for both of you. Who lasts longer at their present job, Ryan Day or Marcus Freeman, before the NFL calls?
Well, the NFL is going to call soon for Freeman.
Yeah, I was going to say Ryan.
As soon as his game is done tonight, he's going to get a phone call. Now, whether he goes or not is whatever, but he's going to get a phone call after this game is done tonight.
What does that say about Ryan Day, who's been there for a minute, who's had the record he's had? Other than those four Michigan losses he's had to endure, we always talk about they're not going to fire him because look who we play. Look what he's done against these other teams in the Big Ten.
Well, I will say, I've heard from a bunch of people, Ohio State guys who are in the trenches, say that he had to get here.
Oh yeah,
to
Chris
keep
Carter was
job.
Saying that publicly. If he don't
to
get, if he don't win
job.
This,
yes.
He's gone after what he's done. But I was curious of what you guys thought about who is going to try and snatch these dudes, because we talked about the coordinators' jobs that are going to go away this year.
Right.
So how much longer are you going to grab retreads and put him in these positions? You got to go for somebody different. And the same thing with the NFL and who they are looking at as far as what's next to connect with these players.
Well, that's Greg, you also talk about the fact that at the pro level now, you kind of know who's going to be on your roster more so than at the college level. You know who you've drafted. You know who you signed and how long they're signed for. You don't know that in college.
Right.
Some dude's playing for you this year, and whether he's playing or not, Caleb Downs played at Alabama last year. Yep, Nick Saban's out. He bounced. So as people say that it's always guys who are not getting a chance to play. No, guys who are playing feel like they up their value. They're going to bounce and get the bag someplace else. At least in the pro ranks, you know who's going to be there. Unless, you know what I mean? You really do, unless there is an injury or something of that. But once you sign them, they're there. So I can see the attraction for somebody, once you've accomplished certain things at this level, to look at the next level. And that's why I say after this game tonight, you know, Coach Freeman is probably going to get a phone call.
I got some family members who come to town. So shout out Frank, Kathleen, Mike. All the kids are here from Grove Avenue. Grove Avenue is being represented. Oak Park, Illinois is here. Big Notre Dame fans. And we got to talking about not just this game tonight, but also our hometown team, the Bears, and the conversations that have been swirling around who they've been interviewing lately. Everybody from Mike McCarthy, they tried to reach out to Mike Tomlin, make some kind of trade.
Yeah,
but we also heard
shut them down, right?
Yeah, they did. But I also heard, as we have talked about from these HBCU coaches, what your thoughts were on Eddie George getting the call and the possibility, whether it happens or not, but the Bears reaching out to Eddie George.
Eddie George, you know, that would be amazing that a coach from an HBCU would be a head coaching job in the NFL, because they can't get a head coaching job at a D1 school. So, I mean, that would be kind of amazing when you talk about that. You know, I don't know if he's going for the head coaching job, or if they want him to be in some other capacity with the team. You know, and maybe if if Coach Freeman will go there, I don't see him taking a job with the Bears.
Not right now, no, Notre Dame. But I think
he would go and be a part of something with him, since they are you know, former teammates and such good friends. But it's great for Eddie George to go through that process. There's something about going through the interviewing process that is great, to go in and find out what questions to answer. What's the priority at that level? He's played at that level, but he hasn't coached at that level. And so to go in and just experience that is a deal.
But here's the other thing about this is it makes you wonder, why is it happening now? Why is Eddie George, why Michael Vick getting this opportunities? And I believe this should have started, and a lot of people believe it should have started when Deion, again, this is the linchpin, was at Jackson State. That was the first shot across the bow.
Well, you got to get a place that was a fit, because nobody else can do what Deion Sanders.
No, I understand.
There was no connection.
It was the opportunities, though, that came that you thought was going to start. The floodgates were going to make – well,
I don't say floodgates,
but the opportunities.
If they are a fit, Eddie George was a fit because he played his ball in Nashville.
Right.
DeSean Jackson is a fit because he played in Philadelphia for Delaware State. Vic is a fit because he's from Norfolk
State. But it happened three or four years after.
Guys have to find the right fit. You don't just go just because. You know, to me, you've done that at some schools and it didn't work. You know, Grambling panicked and hired Hugh Jackson. Not a good fit. So, I mean, you think someone who's a fit that has a connection to that area, or, you know, like I said, Jackson will be able to do that because Delaware is basically a suburb of Philly. He's going to be able to go and call on some people who are Eagles fans, some companies that were sponsors, and first of all, do what Eddie George did, get some funds. HBCU programs need some money.
And then get some of the local coaches around him to support him.
Right. That makes sense. Anybody can get somebody that's an NFL coach. Get guys an NFL player, there are plenty. You know, we saw Ed Reed getting involved. A lot of people hollering about that. Hopefully it inspires other guys to get involved. We got a high capital number of retired NFL in the Metro Atlanta area. You know what I mean? So we do that.
Noel, Gordon, thank you very much. Mr. Crenshaw, we get to go and put our feet up and enjoy the rest of this day.
We're going to walk around. You do.
No, actually, I got some things to do down here myself.
I got to go to work.
All right. Well, listen, for the rest of you, thank you for letting us be a part of this holiday special morning here. Sam and I broadcasting from the World Congress Center. Abe Gordon is up next. This is Sam and Greg. We'll talk to you on the weekend. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.